seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Brother, turn on your light. Turn the light on, and if you put your light together, you can light up the world. Father, turn on your light. Sister, turn your light on, and if you put your light light.
Yeah.
White man, turn your light on. Oh, if you put your light together, you can light up the world. Ooh. Cold, you turn on your light. Ooh, yeah. Baptist, turn your
Okay, y'all. So, 6. 6. Sorry about the delay, y'all, because I had myself on mute. I'm busy talking to y'all and not realizing I was on mute. So, I've had a whole spiel going on. And didn't realize I was on mute, so it was like I was sitting here with dead air for no reason, because I had myself on mute. Because when the intro plays, that's what I do, put myself on. The music plays to intro the show, I have myself on mute.
Well, you definitely kept yourself on mute.
Supposed to unmute myself, but I forgot. Because I was busy trying to open Six's mic. And didn't realize my own stuff was on mute.
Wow.
Yep. And Six is still not answering. So I don't know what's going on. His mic is open, but I'm not hearing one word.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
All right. All right, everybody. I'm here. We're in the building. Tuesday. Hope everybody had a great day. And we're here.
So, did you watch the Versus Saturday?
I did not get a chance to check it out.
So, here's a tidbit that I'm sure you probably didn't know this either. Did you know that SWV redid Paddle the Bells, If Only You Knew?
Here's a tidbit. What happened?
Did you know that?
I knew it was the Versus, yeah, but I didn't get a chance to check it out.
No, I said, did you know that SWV remade Patti LaBelle's song, If Only You Knew?
No, I did not know that.
Neither did I. And they sang it on Versus.
Ah. How'd they do?
I did not know. I knew that Escape.
How did they do?
I knew Escape did over the Jones Girls, Who Can I Run To, but I didn't know that SWV did If Only You Knew.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know they.
Yep. So it was a good Versus. You know, you can always go on the Versus page on Instagram and check out the replay of the Versus. So people were, you know, scoring it, even though, you know, we always say the Versus is for just for the culture, you know, the love of music, not to be scored or who was the better group or whatever. But people were scoring, was like, it's 9-9 and an extra point for presentation because Escape came dressed up. You know, being that SWV is from New York, you know, they had their, you know, hood attire on, you know, hood attire. They was dressed like they from New York. So, you know, they was dressed like they from New York. And it was a good Versus. Because I had totally forgot about it. And so I heard somebody mention it, and then I turned to it. So I was like, okay. So so, let's get into that topic you wanted to discuss. Six.
Yeah, so we've been doing Six in a Row for a long time. I have to make an announcement. So, fixing the road will still go on, but it's going to be going on the road to Stardom Radio. So starting next week, six.
Why is that?
Because I have a new show that's starting, and the person only can do it on Tuesday. And they're paying.
And what is the show? Tell the people the show.
It's the Word of the King.
Missionary King is doing another show?
By Tim Gruber.
Oh, he's coming back again?
Yeah. So he'll be
Didn't
back.
He have an issue last time with paying? And that's why his show stopped?
Well, that's been worked out.
Okay.
Yeah, all that's been worked out.
So, dude, this is my suggestion. Let's put Six in Road on hiatus, because it makes no sense to do it just on my station when we're both doing it, and it was on both our stations. So I would say we put Six in Road on hiatus.
Okay.
And then when Tim tells you, like he did last time, because I remember you said last time he told you he couldn't do it anymore. So when it gets to that point, because we've been doing it for a long time, so, you know, when it gets to that point that he can't do it anymore, then we'll bring it back. But let him have this, like you said, since he's paying for his spot, let him have Tuesday. And we will put Six in Road on hiatus.
I know, but that's everywhere now.
Because people that do listen, it's going to be weird that people that may listen on your side and say, oh, I forgot to tune in to Six in Road, and they go on your side and don't see it. They see Tim's show in its place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm saying, you put it on hiatus, take a break from it, let Tim do his show, and when Tim tells you, you know what, I can't do it anymore or whatever, then we'll bring it back.
Because
just doing it on my side, I'm not saying it don't make sense, but it was two stations together. So that's my suggestion, because, and then I'll figure something out on my side for the 8 o'clock spot while it's in hiatus.
All right, cool.
Because remember, I wanted to do Poetic Acapella again, but the thing is, I'm not a poet, you know, so it's not going to be easy to get poets to come and spit poetry. And, you know what I'm saying? Because you know how people say, yeah, I'll come, and then they don't show up. So I'm thinking of bringing that show back. Because I used to do it Mondays at 7, but if I bring it back, it could take the place of Six in Row while it's on hiatus.
All right, there it is.
See? So hiatus is not, because then I can get everything situated the correct way for on my side while it's on hiatus.
What color is green?
Because, so what was it that you wanted to talk about? You mentioned it earlier, but I forgot.
So, yeah, do you think you could have 9 babies at once? We're going to talk about that. 25 years old, lady had 9 kids. The ultrasound saw 7 at first. And then they said, well, there's 2 more babies here. So she had a total of 9 babies. They're all doing good. The mother's doing good. So that's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about that? You think you could have 9 kids at one time?
I said if I have kids, I would want twins, a boy and a girl. So this way I get it over and done with. But 9,
yeah,
no.
7?
I think I have to kill a person who got me pregnant if I was having 9. just think. Even as the father of the kids, 9 at once that all look alike. It's hard for parents to tell 2 that look alike, twins apart that look alike. You got 9 that you have to tell apart.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
You could be like, or you could be like George Foreman. He named all his kids George, including his daughter. He just added an A and named her Georgia. But all his kids are named George.
Yeah, he got about, what, 5 kids, don't he?
He got, I think he has more than 5. But I know his daughter's name is Georgia, and all his sons is named George. So just, that's why I'm saying 9, if you want to be like George Foreman, you can all name them after the dad and give them all the same name, except for the girls. But then what makes it hard is if you name all your kids the same name, when you calling your kid to do something, which one are you calling? Because all of them is going to answer because they got the same damn name. So now you got to be like, oh, George, I'm calling George the first. No, George the second. No, the third. No. I don't think no woman would want 9 coming out of her body. Can barely deal with 1 coming out your body. 9. That's.
He's doing all right. And once again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day, because we wasn't here, because we come on a Tuesday. Mother's Day was Sunday. But yeah, that Yeah, I heard about that with the woman with the nine. I'm like, no, that couldn't be me. And then you have to think about already in America, you don't get paid that much. So you're not going to be able to afford nine at that living in America. There's people struggling to take care of one. So I already know you're going to be struggling. That's what, you know, that's what's crazy. But more power to her. But at least she, I guess it happened to her the natural way because, you know, Octomom, she wouldn't have that, she was artificially inseminated. That's how she got her eight. I think that's something I could. You went to a sperm bank just so you can be. I get it. There's some women who want to be a parent, but they don't have a partner, so they go that route. So I understand.
Little interesting.
What would you do? What would you say if the woman you're with came to you and said, we're pregnant and it's nine, what would be your reaction?
Well, outside of fainting. Outside of fainting.
That's what's going to happen. You won't faint?
No. Hell no.
I think you would have a shocked look on your face.
And probably faint.
Do you want to allow this app to make changes to your device? Grand Administrator.
I mean, your mom would be happy for more grandchildren, but nine at once, though?
Do you want to make changes to your device? Grand Administrator writes to a virus antivirus verified publisher colon. Operation TMB@KG file origin colon hard drive on this computer program location colon.
Tell Siri to hush. Or is that Alexa?
Somebody doing some work on the computer.
Oh.
My bad. So we got use that background noise.
Oh, that's your narrator.
Yeah.
I thought it was your phone. I thought it was Siri. I had to say, Siri, shut up. Just think. Nine, depending on where she lives, she's going to have to get a bigger place because A two bedroom ain't gonna work for no nine. While they're still babies, yes. Once they start getting older, she's gonna have to move. She's you're going to need a, I would say, a four-bedroom house. Because if, his boys and girls, because they just said she was having nine, so it could be four boys, five girls, or five boys, four girls. So, or all boys. And why it's still babies? You know, they could.
Or it could be seven boys and two girls.
But you know what? And you know what? I think a lot of women, more than men, I think want. Men do want boys, but they want girls more. And only men want boys to carry on the last name. I think that's why a lot of men want boys, just so that they carry on the last name. Because you know when your daughter gets married, she takes on somebody else's last name.
Oh yeah.
And they usually hyphenate, but some hyphenate, some don't. I'm like, it don't make no sense to hyphenate because all you're doing is making your name extra long.
So this was like last year sometime. Did you see that news story? They say this lady got the longest name in the world. Did you see that?
No, it's a little girl. It's a little girl. It's a little girl, because there's a video of it. She was on Oprah, I think, when Oprah still had her talk show. She was on there, and she told everybody what her name was.
Well, this is another one, because this one just happened. That's not the same one.
But this one's a little girl, but she's probably older now, but...
I think this one's a teenager. It's...
See, the thing, because I remember watching, I forgot what she told, it was either Tyra, I think it was Tyra when she had her talk show. And they were talking about, you know, the advantages that your kids will have just by their name.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when
that.
They go for a job, how they look at your name and be like, oh, they automatically assume by your name or where you come from. You could live in the suburbs just because of the name you have. They'll think you came from the hood, the ghetto, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the name you was named. And that's a lot of reasons. Yep. That's a lot of the reasons why if you apply for a job and you don't get hired, and you may notice, or if you go to a job and if you see papers in the trash, a 9 out of 10, it's somebody's resume because they don't want to hire somebody with a crazy name. Because you know people be naming their kids after cars. Porsche, naming her after a Porsche. And, you know, certain names, businesses don't want to hire people with certain names. So when they were talking about names on the Tyra Banks show, white girl stood up and said her name was Lakeisha. I think white girl stood up, her name was Lakeisha. And names like that, you normally, when you hear names like that, you think it's a black person. Nope, it's a white girl named Lakeisha. And it's crazy And it's crazy that you may look at a resume and you see it say Alex, and then you automatically assume that that name belongs to the white person in the room, not knowing that the black person in the room could be named that as well. But you automatically assume that the white person is Alex when it's not. Parents got to, I understand it sounds cute, you know, naming your child certain names. I understand it sounds cute. And stop blending the names. You know how, what I mean by blending is when they take a part of their name and mix it with a part of the dad's name to make a name. Because not everybody's name is going to mesh together. And then you're going to give your child a weird name, or a name that's going to be hard to, a name that's going to be hard to say. So what was the other, you mentioned earlier something else that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, and would you go to space? Elon Musk was on Saturday Night Live, and he is starting a program for people to go to Mars. So would you be one of those candidates to try to go to Mars?
Nope. Because, for one, Mars is a hot planet.
How hot?
I don't know how hot, but it's a hot planet. So just like how it gets hot on one side of the Earth and then it's cold on the other side, I don't know if it does that on Mars. So if it's hot, you got to figure out how to survive in whatever that temperature is on Mars. So just like how Vegas during the summertime may be 100 and something degrees, just imagine that 10 times on Mars.
Oh, hell no.
So you have to think about that. And then people were talking about this. They were saying, oh, but people are doing it. They want to live on Mars. Why in the hell would you want to live on Mars? That don't make any sense to me. Why in the hell would you pay for a trip to Mars and then want to consider living on Mars?
That's just goofy.
If Mars is a hot planet, and if it gets hot like it gets hot in Vegas, you're not going to be able to survive that heat. You're going to have special clothing, not special clothing, or them suits they wear, the astronauts wear, a special suit, so that you will be cool at all times while on Mars. You people, y'all be watching those movies and thinking, oh, I think I could live on Mars. Think I could live on these planets. No, you can't. Because trust me, if humans could live on those planets, they would already have somebody already on there, letting us know how it is to live on that planet. I think Elon Musk is having this ship built that is going to fly the people to Mars so they can experience Mars, and then it's going to bring them back. But, no, y'all spend y'all, Elon Musk is already a billionaire. You making him more richer by doing this. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People don't think. He's suggesting something that's going to make him more richer because, yes, he's building the ship that's going to take you there and bring you back, but, yeah, you still have to pay for your trip. So whatever it costs him to have the ship made to take you to Mars, by you paying to get your seat for Mars, you're already paying him back what he spent on that ship.
Yeah.
Now leave that for the movies where they... Leave it for the movies. Don't waste your money to take a trip with Elon Musk to Mars. But I think people want to know if there's life form, like alien life form on Mars. I think that's why some people are curious to go. They want to know if there's alien life form. Yep. You could take that money, go visit the motherland, go visit Africa, go visit some other countries, you know? Explore the world. That's what you could do with that money you would pay Elon Musk to take you to Mars. Use that money to explore the world. You only live once, you know?
Yep. Well, this is Six in a Row. If you just joined us, phone lines are open 424-243-9617 or 347-202-0318.
Yes. What you should be doing with your money is investing your money. Saving your money and investing your money to have your money make money for you. And it doesn't cost, it's not, the same amount of money you spend on a cup of coffee, the same amount you can buy a stock with.
You know how to do the stock?
So this is, I'm going to share with y'all right now. So, there is an app called Robinhood, and this app, the people who own this app was on Shark Tank trying to get a deal for their app. And they were explaining it. This was years ago. They were explaining it. Explaining or what this app is going to do, and Kevin O'Leary, the one they call Mr. Wonderful, he said, "You know what? I want to invest." So he invested, and now this is became a big app to buy stocks from. But what I like about this app is that they give you a free stock. So before you even buy your first stock, they give you a free one. The free one is of their choosing because I was sent the link to sign up. And I said, oh, I'm going to sign up, try it out. And my first stock was Sirius XM, satellite radio. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I was buying my own stocks for like the same amount you would spend for a cup of coffee. I was using that to buy stocks, and I'm gonna share with y'all what I have. So, like I said, SiriusXM, they gave me that for free. So I'm always taking cruises with my mother. why not and buy stock in the cruise line? So I said, I bought stock into Carnival Cruise Line. Always taking a flight somewhere with my mother, why not and buy stock into an airline? So I bought stock into JetBlue. I said, okay, GE is a popular, you know, GE is popular. You know, General Electric is popular. So I said, I'm going to buy stock in that. Bought stock in that. So we order out a lot using, like, Uber Eats, DoorDash, and all that stuff. So I bought stock in DoorDash. And then our energy, our electric, gas and electric company is called PSE&G. I brought stock into that. And I don't drink beer, but Budweiser's been around for a long time, so I brought stock in Anheuser-Busch. That makes Budweiser. I don't smoke weed, but weed is a thing. I brought stock in some weed. Well, you wouldn't say weed, you would say cannabis. On the stock market, they would say it would say cannabis, it won't say weed. But, and then, so, those are the stocks I brought. I got another free stock because they give you a link that you can share, that if the person clicks, anybody clicks your link and they sign up to Robinhood, you get another free stock. So I got another free stock, and it's called OPK, and that's, you would say, in the health, like pharmaceutical health field. That company's in that field. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So I have 9 stocks total that I'm investing in. And all of these stocks total together to $92.53, because each stock is starting, one share starts at a different price. So DoorDash, their stock starts at like over, their stock is at $124.48 right now. That's just for one share. That is just for one share. So you figure you don't have $100 to buy the stock. So what you do, they have a calculator. You have a calculator. And you calculate how many shares you want, if you want one share, or if you want pieces of a share, because you can buy pieces of a share. So if you get one share, you're paying whatever the full amount is for one share. If you can't afford to buy one share, you can buy pieces of that one share, and that calculator will tell you. So let's see. Right now, I want to click on Apple. So right now, the calculator is going to pop. I'm going to click buy. You click on buy, and then the calculator is there. And you type in how many. Apple's, for one share Apple, it's $125.72. So if I say, well, if I want half of that, so half of that would be 0.50. So if I want a half of a share of Apple, I would pay $62.86 just for half of a share of Apple. because I don't have the 100. But if 62 is still too much, this is what you do. You say, so you put 0, you do 0.05, and you say I want 0.5 shares of Apple. All you have to pay to get a piece of Apple stock is $6.29. If you can afford $6.29, you pay that. You have 0.5% shares in Apple. And you can also buy stock through Cash App. That's another place you can buy stock from. And you just figure it out. You figure what you can afford to spend to buy some stock, and then you put it in. And it'll tell you what's your estimated cost for the stock. You say, okay, I can do $6.29. And then you say, you click on the review. And they will, so your bank account will be connected. So you got to have the money in your account. So whenever you go to buy a stock, your bank account is connected. And they will take out just whatever the price is for the stock. That's what they will take out your account. If you have PayPal, but you don't, you have a bank account, but you don't want to use your bank account, want to use your PayPal, you can use your PayPal, but you gotta have that amount in your PayPal in order to buy the stock. And then you will own a piece of Apple. And whenever Apple has their board meeting, if they're hiring or firing somebody, you are part of the board. Even though you have a little percentage of Apple stock, you're part of the board. You can make decisions. You can help with the voting decision when they need to vote on something because you own a piece of a stock. Because I've been sent notifications saying, oh, like, I forgot which company, like, Carnival was hiring someone, and because I own stock, I had the option to vote if I wanted this person to take the position.
Interesting.
So DoorDash made money today. So anybody who has stock in DoorDash, it made some coin today. GoPro, the camera company, their stock is at $9.75. And see, stock market, if you don't learn it if you don't understand it, you need to Google and learn about the stock market, I would say, because there are going to be stocks from companies you want to buy. And then one day you see it in the green, then one day you see it in the red. That doesn't mean because you see it in the red that you should go and sell the stock you just bought. No. It's going to happen where some days it's going to go up, some days it's going to go down. And one company whose stock went up, but now it's going down, is GameStop. GameStop was about to go into bankruptcy, and all of a sudden, their stock shot out the roof because people were buying the stock. And if you caught it at the time, you made your penny, and people who actually trade stocks for a living was mad because they were trying to figure out who was buying the stocks to make it go up. And then they had to put a freeze on GameStop because so many people were buying the stock, you know, bringing it up. Because, you know, stockbrokers, if you have your own, if you have a stockbroker will tell you this is a good stock to buy, and then they'll tell you when is a good time to sell that stock and to make you some money off of it. But like I said, if you use apps like Robinhood, Cash App, and any other apps that deal with buying stocks for a little as a dollar, you know, people, when that happened with GameStop, people were really trying to get the stock. They had to freeze it because it was just weird that all of a sudden GameStop announces they're going into bankruptcy, stores is going to be closing, and all of a sudden their stock went up. So they had to freeze it, and you couldn't buy none of the stock. I still ain't, even though they opened it back up, I still ain't buy it because window went up. It started plunging back down. And me, I'm only, for me, with my investing, I'm only picking stocks I know is going to turn a profit. So, I said, if you want to, you know, you don't understand anything about buying stocks, just Google how to, and you articles will pop up to tell you what to do for you to invest. So Dogecoin is one to buy a piece of, but the thing with that's like getting into Bitcoin, but it goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down, so that Dogecoin is like cryptocurrency. So you say buy. Right, and then you say I want, let's say 100. So I don't know if it's, if you want 100 Dogecoins, if it's $2.02 or it's $102, it's $202 to buy the, because it go, that's one I have to read up on how to buy it before I go buying it. But it is a good investment. Ooh, that would be too. Let me put that one down. So, you know you're tuned into 6 and Roll and Water Star Radio, 6 Hours Radio. We are here every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are going on hiatus. After this show, we will be on hiatus. And we will let you know when we're bringing the show back. But for now, we're going to be on hiatus. And so, is there anything else you want to talk about, Six?
Nah. Just want to thank everybody for listening to Six and Road. Continue to support both stations. Stay safe and God bless.
Yep. So, I'll be back tonight at 11 with the Indie Experience. You can never get the best in indie music. And Six will be back tomorrow for Wednesday night gospel Bible study with Missionary Ken. So if you're feeling for the word, then you should tune in. And then we have on Thursday, is Jumbo Braille on Thursday?
Yeah.
So Jumbo Braille is Thursday, and then you got the talk on Friday, also with Mission. All three shows behind each other are all with Missionary Ken. Thursday is Jumbo Braille. Friday is the talk. Then Saturday is... So is Have Google Travel this Saturday?
It was last Saturday.
So yeah, he's not coming on this Saturday.
It was on. He does every other week, so it was on this past Saturday.
Okay, so then you will get 6 Eyes in ATL Saturday, and then Sunday is 6 Eyes Gospel, again with Missionary Ken giving you the word, as well as great gospel music. So we're going to end this show early tonight. And like I said, 6 and Road is on hiatus, and we will bring it back and let them know what the new show is again on your station, 6, before we go.
Word of the King.
So it's Word of the King with Tim Gruber. And what time is that going to be?
That, it's going to be like early, like way before 9 o'clock.
So I would say maybe between 7 and 9, the Word of the King with Tim Gruber will be on 6 Hours Radio on Tuesdays. So we are out of here. We appreciate you always rocking with us and tuning into 6 and Road. So we're going to say peace, one love. We appreciate you. Don't be a stranger. Keep rocking with both of our stations. Even though 6 and Road may not be on, you still will get great programming on both stations. Yep. So peace, one love, everybody. I'll see you tonight if you want to join me for the Indie Experience. Now, what did you want
to... Make sure you check. Huh?
Now, what was you going to say, Six?
Then make sure you check her out tonight.
All righty, and that's it for 6 and Road. Good night, everybody.
Hey. God bless.